This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. In March, a chemical spill led to a water contamination scare in Philadelphia. For days, city officials monitored a treatment facility along the Delaware River in northeast Philly that supplies potable water for more than half the city.
Officials are conducting tests at the Baxter Drinking Water Treatment Plant.
And the problem with that, the city's main intake from the Delaware River for its Baxter treatment plant.
So they're saying it's a water-based latex finishing solution upstream of the Baxter treatment plant.
The Samuel S. Baxter water treatment plant is a mundane-looking brick and concrete structure. But that didn't keep Plan Philly reporter Sophia Schmidt from asking who was Baxter and why is his name on the building. Sophia joins us this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Tell us about Sam Baxter.
So he was the city's first and longest-serving water commissioner from 1952 to 1972. He basically transformed the city's drinking water system, but he was no saint.
No saint.
No, he had a kind of mixed legacy. I looked at old news coverage, some oral histories. I even talked to people who knew him, and I came up with a short list of things to know about the man behind the treatment plant.
Well, let's tackle that list. What drew him to water?
So he was born in 1905. He grew up in Fishtown. He went to Northeast High School. He took evening classes at Drexel in municipal engineering. He started with the city in the 1920s. He worked his way up. He eventually became water commissioner. But before then, he took some interesting detours, like getting involved in the Manhattan Project.
Like the Manhattan Project.
Yeah, that one. He was overseeing the building and he was managing a secret city in Tennessee called Oak Ridge. This is one of those towns where workers helped develop the atomic bomb that was later dropped on Hiroshima. I wasn't able to find anything about Baxter's specific role in this, but this town is notorious for being horrifically segregated, at least at first, even though it was built from scratch. Many Black residents lived in rudimentary plywood structures called hutments that lacked internal plumbing.
Okay, and hutments, they're basically encampments. Were these Black workers helping on this epic project, and that's where they had to live?
Yeah, basically.
Huh. Well, back to Sam Baxter's role in Philly's water treatment story. There were times when the city's big rivers were really taking a beating from poor water treatment.
Yeah, when Baxter became commissioner, Philly dumped most of its sewage into the Delaware and Schuylkill rivers completely untreated. And this causes an issue with low oxygen in the water, which is really bad for fish. So when he became commissioner, he upgraded one existing wastewater treatment plant, built two new ones. By 1966, all waste was getting some level of treatment before it entered the rivers. On the drinking water side, he built new water mains, he built pumping stations, he finished building or upgrading the city's three treatment plants that we have now with new processes and automation. Fluoridation of the water to prevent dental cavities happened under him, but that was in response to a health code. So he really saw Philly's water system as a vision of progress.
He was an innovator.
Yeah, that's how Kumar Kishan Chand described him. Kishan Chand was hired by Baxter in the late 1960s, and he later went on to become water commissioner himself.
So that the quality of the product that he was sending out to the public was as high a quality as could be obtained at that time.
In the 60s, Baxter offered public tours of the new automated drinking water treatment plants. They were called push-button plants at the time, and he told the Inquirer that Philly's system was fast becoming one of the most modern and efficient in the nation.
Sophia, was Baxter a good team builder?
So I heard he was really big on like professional development for the people in the water department and recruiting qualified professional engineers. But there was this really crazy thing that happened on his team during the 60s. The chief personnel officer in the water department was this guy named Floyd Platten. Outside of work, he was a police accountability activist. He was organizing against police brutality and harassment of Black Philadelphians. I called him up. He's in his early 90s now. And he told me that eventually Frank Rizzo, who was police commissioner at the time, got wind of his activism. And he told his boss, Sam Baxter, to fire him. The Philly Tribune reported at the time that Baxter couldn't fire him because Platten had permanent civil service status and no blemishes on his professional record. So Baxter transferred Platten to an empty desk with no duties. Platten sat there for months. He actually continued his organizing by phone. eventually sued Baxter and other city officials. They settled. Platten got his job back. Platten told me he does think Baxter did a great deal for the water department, but...
As a human being, I lost all respect for him.
According to the Tribune, several civic associations and church groups publicly came to Platten's defense at the time. And the drama doesn't end there. So a year or two after Platten got his job back, Rizzo is elected mayor. And to people's surprise, he does not reappoint Baxter as water commissioner. Baxter was a Republican. He was reappointed through three different Democratic mayors. And then his run ended with Rizzo. It's not clear exactly what the issue was, but Platten's theory is that Baxter's attempt to satisfy Rizzo didn't satisfy Rizzo.
Oh, my goodness. Plant Philly Sophia Schmidt, thank you.
Thank you.
And to read Sophia's story about who Samuel S. Baxter is, go to WHYY.org and click on the Plan Philly tab. And last month, during the threat to Philly's drinking water, no contamination was ever detected, according to city officials. This is Morning Edition.